Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Seth Chandler, a professor of law at the University of Houston, discusses how technology can help prospective law students and change the face of the legal arena.
The computer has opened up new vistas in physics, medicine, and other fields. But what about law? My $500 iPad is more powerful than the fastest computer in the world when I started practice in the mid-1980s. Moreover, we now have a growing minority of law students raised on pervasive computation and who have backgrounds in engineering, science, computer science, and other fields who have the zest to harness this new technology. One answer is a new program on law and computation that attempts to harness cheap computation to reanimate the new law student. We can start to deploy this powerful combination by drafting easier-to-understand laws. Many statutes are thousands of pages long with innumerable cross-references. The computer can find commonly used phrases, collocations, in the statute and see if they are properly defined. If the cross-references make a network diagram of the statute look like a bowl of spaghetti, the computer can show how the law might be refactored and reconceptualized. Consider legal research. For years, lawyers have spent ever more expensive hours poring through the millions of American cases and statutes to find those resembling clients' problems. And getting to the point where that search is efficient has required years of ever more expensive training. But if Watson can now answer Jeopardy questions better than Ken Jennings, perhaps the computer of the future will be able to approximate answers to my kids' legal questions better than most downtown law firms. To be sure, the law and the process of lawyering are rich with nuances that will prevent computers from entirely displacing humans during my lifetime. But the future of law may belong as much to the developer of good algorithms as it does to the person who can write a good brief.
That was the University of Houston's Seth Chandler. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.